Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to a new episode. This is Somnath and you are listening to the Holy Wheel Show. Hi, so the last podcast was pretty good. Like, I got like good analytics and a lot of people came up with their suggestions and, you know, they commented on my last episode. So it felt very nice because I did after a very long time, and even a lot of people came up with suggestions and, you know, came up with good ideas and such. So yeah, of course. So just let me know if you guys have some suggestions or if you have some ideas to make my podcast better or my episodes better. So thanks for the, you know, thanks for the support. It was very good. It was actually one of the best episodes that I've done so far, and a lot of good support was there. So I'm happy for it. Yeah, so in the last episode, I was mentioning about the tuning culture, right? Yeah, I was telling that I will have a separate episode on, you know, tuning culture in India, or they're probably talking about the car tuning or automobile tuning community in India. So that is one of the, you know, major thing that I wanted to talk from a long time. So in the last episode, I was mentioning also, you know, I'll be talking about tuning culture separately. Yeah, so getting into tuning culture, automobile tuning culture had a very fascinating evolution from, if you see from the car last couple of decades, tuning culture have become so much important in the car enthusiasts community. The tuning culture is not restricted only to cars. Initially, it was only restricted to cars. Now, you can even tune your bikes. I have seen, recently I saw a video of Code 6 tuning on his Interceptor 650, and that flies like, rocket right now. Yeah, there are a lot of tuning out there. It is actually very fascinating right now. So initially, the tuning was, mainly about improving performance. Right now, it has become more like an aesthetic appeal to the car. So if you see probably a stage 1 or stage 2 car, you can easily figure out by the performance that it puts on the road. So it become like, you know, very big culture out there, rather than, you know, initially it was just performance output, like, you know, changing the performance. Right now, more than performance, you put like performance modification to the cars, which, you know, turns out, you know, aesthetically, visually, everything, it appeals very nice. So now it has been constantly, you know, evolving. However, this culture actually started evolving from the late 20th century in, you know, not in India, I'm talking about other countries. It used to become like a cult amongst them. So late 20th century was the starting time of, you know, tuning culture among all the enthusiasts. So in the early days, tuning was often associated with, you know, which was considered as like an underground or grassroots movement, which was not like very prominent probably, or it's because of, you know, the lack of, you know, knowledge among the enthusiasts out there. But right now, with the rise of the internet and social media, tuning communities have actually evolved a lot. Right now, if you go out and, you know, search in YouTube saying that, you know, car tuning culture in India, you probably get like 1,000 videos where you see stage 1, stage 2, or, you know, my Polo, my VRS, see my VRS is right now hitting 600 horsepower. So a lot of videos out there right now explaining how, you know, tuning culture works in India. So if you're very keen about learning more about cars and tuning, probably you should go check out the videos of Drivers Hub in India. Probably I've seen their videos were actually only oriented to tuning culture and performance upgradation and stuff. So this is not like a paid promotion, but just go check out their channel. It's actually good. It's called Drivers Hub. Right now, why I would say, the culture have evolved so much is because of the recently past 3-4 years, if you see, the affordability of the performance upgrades, the affordability and probably the accessibility to the aftermarket parts have made the culture evolve so much. So basically, these people started, you know, coming into the picture because of the affordability and emergence of this aftermarket parts. So that is why I would say aftermarket parts played a major role in the tuning culture in India. So thanks to aftermarket parts becoming very cheap, because now you don't need to spend so much. In initial days, if I have to, you know, work on my car for a performance upgrade or probably changing my car's parts or something like that, I have to actually import it from another country to India and get it done. So that used to become like a very big hectic work for all the enthusiasts out there. So that is why I feel like right now the aftermarket have become so cheap, and not cheap but in fact very affordable for a lot of people. So it emerged the enthusiasts. So that is one major thing that I felt when I was, you know, brainstorming about this particular topic. I hope a lot of people know about tuning culture, but like probably car tuning. I'll tell you the basics. So how tuning works is that you have a car, there is something called ECU inside it. ECU is a control unit of the whole car. It controls how much injection of petrol goes into the engine, and it controls the whole working of the engine. It's like a code which is implemented into the car by the car company. So usually how the tuning works is that they'll crack this used ECU. These coders are the people who work for the tuning. They usually crack the code, they crack the ECU, and they give their codings, they input their codings, and they make it more powerful. So the ECU is a thing that controls the whole engine, right? There are a lot of cars out there where the ECU code have been cracked, and then it is now very easy. Let's take an example of Polo. It is very common among all the tuners that Polo ECU is easy to crack, and they have done a lot of, you know, research on it and made it better right now. So recently the one major problem that you know, Virtus, the Volkswagen Virtus, was facing is that it was difficult to crack the 1.5 liter engine's ECU. A lot of coders, they started working day and night, and you know, they cracked the ECU. So right now, you know, there are a lot of companies who works on cracking the ECU of the car and getting your mods into the car. So that is one major thing how tuning works. I hope this helps you guys. This is how tuning works. Cracking the ECU and putting the code is how it usually works. So let's get back to the topic where I was talking about the tuning culture in India. The tuning community have become like a major thing among all the car enthusiasts. So this is an art and engineering. See, probably a lot of people out there who want to make their particular vehicle or particular build of them to reach its maximum performance or maximum capability. When we talk about car tuning, of course we have to talk about the main cars that are contributing to the community. Yeah, let's first talk about the Skoda Octavia VRS 245s and 230s. This particular car, which was built by Venom Performance in India, reached 600 horsepower, which is more than probably a Lamborghini Huracan. Took around 2 years for them to work on this car and reach its maximum of 600 horsepower. The whole car is a brand new built by them, because if you see, each and every part in that car is changed. I guess the only thing that is left is the body or the chassis, because the whole thing from the headlight to the engine, everything inside that car have been changed, and the build is so crazy. If you guys want to check it out, it's there in their Instagram page, and probably in the YouTube you'll get a lot of videos about that car. Yeah, so talking about the VR 600, it is the only one VRS which have reached 600 horsepower in India. Yeah, and that car have won a lot of awards, and that is a very crazy build that I have seen so far, because making a VRS 245 reach 600 horsepower is crazy. I love the build so much. I have seen around 50-60 videos of that particular car. So the person who is still leading the community of the tuner cars is the Polo. It's one crazy machine that was done by Volkswagen. Still Volkswagen is producing Polo, but not in India, of course, because of the problem that it doesn't come under the sub 4 meter you know, hatchbacks. So that is why it has been discontinued in India. So crazy builds out there by a lot, different people have built their car in different ways, and Polo have got like lot of awards. And past 10 years, probably if you see, like 2012 was the first time I guess Polo was released in India, but from that time till 2021 or 2020, I don't know exactly when it got discontinued, but the 10 years it had a constant and solid design. It haven't got changed once also. So even in Kerala, people go crazy on Polo build, because I have only seen like 5-6 solid proper built on polos in Kerala and Trivandrum especially. So you know, Polo is one of the good hot hatchbacks that I've seen so far. Nothing have replaced Polo in my mind when it comes to hatchbacks. So the one major build done by Karan Malik, he's an autocross champion, and he have done a major build on this particular Honda Brio. That car built by him actually blew up my mind, because that particular Brio produces 137 bhp, and I lost my mind when I heard that. Go check it out, because I've seen a video of Drivers Hub where they posted this particular car on their YouTube video. That car is very extra lightweight, and that produces 137 bhp, so you can guess the speed of, you can guess the power of that car easily. These two cars that I'm going to say now is next level cars, which I would still love to drive any day. It's the Honda Civic. Honda Civic is the one of the best cars that I've seen out of Honda. I'm not talking about the 2018 version, the latest one that was there. I'm not talking about the particular Civic of that time. I'm talking about the old ones, the probably 2005, 2006 variants. My friend owned a Civic petrol automatic in Trivandrum. That car is some crazy fun, because if you see the age of that car, it's probably reaching 20 years, but that car is still the best. So yeah, so talking about the tuning part of that particular engine, the Civic that we had in 2005, 2006, is that that car had a lot of possibilities to tune, and I've seen a lot of builds in Bangalore as well, which has like crazy amount of power and, you know, crazy amount of fun in that engine. So if I want to tune, or if I want to like modify, or like, you know, put some crazy build, then I would probably buy a 2006 or 2007 Honda Civic. And the last car in my list is the Abarth Pundo. Unfortunately, Abarth Pundo is stopped. Pundo was one of the best, you know, hatchbacks at that point of time when it was released. Pundo have, you know, reached the limits of tuning among the hatchbacks. Abarth Pundo was like the performance variant of the normal one. Lot of people started selling their Pundo, and then we don't have proper support in India anymore for Fiat. So even, you know, probably servicing your car would be a major difficulty for people who own Pundo. So yeah, this was my list of cars that I personally like among the tuner cars that's there in India, and there are a lot of builds out there. If you see the latest Virtus, I that was one of the major, you know, sedan. The Virtus 1.1 liter TSI engine, lot of capabilities and lot of modification options are there right now for that particular car. So yeah, so Virtus is also one of my favorite cars among the tuner cars. It still haven't, you know, a lot of people haven't unlocked the possibility of Virtus yet, because car was released almost like 1 year back. Moving on, yeah, I've spoke a lot about you know, tuning culture, tuning cars and stuff. I recently read an article, so this is very you know, interesting topic, interesting part. It's just that I heard something called eco tuning. When I talk about the positive sides of tuning, there are negative sides as well. So these tuning cars are actually like, they cause a lot of environmental concerns. So this is just one point among all the negative sides. There are a lot of things that are related to, you know, tuning culture. Yeah, so when I was talking about eco tuning, I'll tell you the proper description or proper definition of eco tuning. Eco tuning, also known as eco remapping or eco tuning, is a specialized form of vehicle tuning that focuses on improving the fuel efficiency and reducing the carbon emissions of an automobile. Unlike traditional tuning, which primarily aims to enhance performance, eco-tuning prioritizes environmental considerations. So this was actually striking my mind. So something like eco-tuning might come in some time, like probably in some years, you will see something like, oh man, I went for eco-tuning. My car is eco-tuned stage one or something like that. I would lose my mind if someone says that, oh, my car just went for an eco-tune. So that's good because, of course, the whole internal combustion engines are being, you know, dragged out of the sector, and a lot of companies have turned out into complete electric vehicles. And even Ford was saying within 1 or 2 years, they will also come back to India and it will be completely electric. So, yeah, so when you have an electric car community, imagine the only option to save the internal combustion engine is to say something like, oh, I have synthetic fuel engine, or I have eco-tuned car, or something like that. So I'm not a person who hates, you know, electric vehicles, or I'm not against future or something. But it's just that my personal preference towards cars would be any day internal combustion engines. The fun, the accessibility of, you know, controlling your car, you know, the having the full potential to control your car. I feel like when I start driving an electric vehicle, I'm letting everything go. Like, I probably feel like, you know, everything is taken over by the car. We don't need to do anything, right? We just need to press the accelerator, pedal, and probably brake. That's it. We have to, of course, move on from the present, yeah, right? Yes, so this major topic that I wanted to talk, because of course I'm from Kerala, this topic is exciting for all the Malus out there. Yes, so let's talk about the legal issues that, you know, a lot of car tuners or a lot of enthusiasts out there faces. It's just that the legal issues, it is nothing, it is the rules and regulations that we have in India. In general, we have a lot of rules which are against all this, and the concept of tuning. Yeah, so it is actually very sad when you have rules like this, but of course these rules are famed because there are particular reasons. But some rules are actually very problematic that enthusiasts can't have any kind of fun. Especially I'm from Kerala, a lot of enthusiasts have been into problems because of them, you know, unlocking their performance or unlocking and reaching the capability of their particular vehicle. So so this one major incident of, you know, of something that happened in Kerala. I don't know if you guys know about this particular person called Motographer Babs. He is one major person among all the car enthusiasts out there. It's just said he built a monster truck out of a Isuzu pickup truck. That is only monster truck that was built in India, I guess, because I'm not sure about this, but I have seen his video and he was saying that it was the only monster truck in India. But unfortunately, 1 or 2 years back, you know, the MVD, Motor Vehicle Department, because of his, you know, his prominence of, you know, his, because of him being very popular around, not even Kerala, like all around India, he got like very good, you know, recognition from a lot of enthusiasts. His cars, his built, this particular monster build, have been to a lot of car shows and gained a lot of people's attention. So this made the motor vehicle department to, like, you know, take down the car and asked him to remove all the molds, and or else he had to, like, you know, go through a phase where he will have to lose the car. Of course, he had to take all the mods out and make it go back to the old, you know, Isuzu pickup truck. But recently, he came back with that crazy build of the monster truck, and then he built it back into the proper monster truck. And now he is actually only taking it for car shows, and he takes it on top of a lorry, and that lorry is also military lorry, and then it looks very crazy. It looks very funky when you have like a monster truck on top of a truck. And then he still takes for, you know, car shows, and he takes for multiple events. And then he still have a lot of fan base in Kerala, and I also follow him. Man is very crazy, very wild with that particular build. I guess a lot of money he have spent on that particular monster truck. Yeah, so that is one major issue that you know, we people from Kerala face is that you know, the legal issues or the rules and regulations are actually very strict in Kerala. Yeah, so getting into the last topic of this particular episode, let's talk about the tuning ethics that we have to follow. Because of course, when I talk about the fancy stuff about cartooning culture, I have to end the episode with talking about the tuning ethics in India that we have to follow. Yeah, of course, first thing is that we have to be, we have to follow the safety standards that, you know, any car has. Any manufacturer, when they come up with cars, there are particular safety measures that they put up in the car. Please don't modify the safety parts of the car. Moving on, always remember that rules and regulations are very important and we have to follow that. Never ever get into issues by, you know, going against the law. So that is there. And respect, this is one thing that I wanted to tell to every other enthusiast out there, is that we shouldn't build our car in a way that disturbs a lot of people out there. I've seen a couple of people you know, putting loud exhaust and, you know, extremely loud and annoying and disturbing you know, exhaust in their car, and then driving extremely fast. So this affects a lot of people, like, you know, normal crowd, and that is one major thing that we have to follow. Yeah, so with that, tuning ethics, I am ending this topic, ending this episode with this, you know, with this very wide topic. Yeah, I know it's a very long episode, but please listen to this because this is actually a very fascinating topic for a lot of people out there. If you are into cars, if you really want to learn about cars, and if you want to learn about the community, please do listen to the episode and get in touch with me if you guys are also into, you know, car tuning and car tuning culture. So please let me know if there's any topic that I can talk about cars or bikes in this particular podcast. So with that, I'm ending this podcast. See you in the next episode. Bye bye.